boys maybe is trying to egg the other one on. So he would say, "I'll dare you to go through the graveyard at night, but I'll bet you."
Our chicken.
Or, "I bet you."
Are afraid.
Or, "I bet you do it."
Can't. Or won't.
Or won't.
Won't do it.
How about using the word dare?
I dare you to.
Or if you were, you say, how about the opposite of "I dare you"? I you to do it.
I hope.
Or using the word dare but making it negative. It's you.
You better.
Or no, using the word dare but you. A little girl would say to her brother, you better not do that, but she's going to use the word dare in that sentence. She'd say,
"I dare you to do that."
Or she doesn't want him to do it, so she says, You
dare not do that.
Okay, good. Yeah, that was hard. If I had been able to know that, I could have gotten that one faster. Let's see. A little boy has been pretty bad, and so... he got a whipping, so you'd say, "I bet he did something he
shouldn't have done."
Okay. Will you do it? You might say, "No, I
will not."
Okay. Or if you,
"I cannot."
Or how if you were making a contraction out of that? You really say it fast. "I
cannot do it."
Okay. Or using kind of a contraction of "will" and "not," you say, "I
will not do it. I'm getting it wrong."
Well, even shorter than that, if you were trying to save on space in your speech, you'd...
"I will not."
Or like, can't is can and not.
"I cannot."
But instead of saying "will not," you might say "won't."
"I won't do."
Okay. When you get something done that was hard work all by yourself, your friend was standing around without helping, you say, you're pretty mad that he didn't help.
"You could have helped me."
Okay. Or you
should have helped.
Or you
can help.
Using the word "might."
You might help.
Okay. Or you might
have. Get out of my...
I think you got it. suggesting the possibility of being able to do something. You say, "I'm not sure how I..."
"I'll try."
Or "I
think I can."
Or "I'm